You're listening to the Texas Standard.
Across our southern border, Mexican military escorts for members of the extended families of the women and children killed in a brutal attack in northern Mexico Monday. 3 women and 6 children murdered. Another 8 children able to escape, though some seriously wounded. Angela Cocherga is an El Paso-based reporter. She has been following this story for the Albuquerque Journal and has spoken to members of the extended family. Angela, welcome back to the Texas Standard.
Thank you, Laura.
What is the latest in this investigation? Yesterday we heard a suspect was in custody, but something has changed with that?
Yeah, so Mexican authorities said they had a suspect arrested with high-powered weapons and 2 hostages, but later said that this man was not connected to the massacre in northern Mexico of the women and children.
So what do we know about this family, the Leberons, a longtime binational family of Mormons, I guess?
Yeah, so they are Lebaron or LeBaron, depending on which side of the border you're talking to the family. They are binational, bicultural, dual citizens, and they have been living in Mexico for generations. They left the U.S., kind of broke away from the Mormon church and left the U.S. when polygamy was outlawed. And so some in the early days continued to practice what they called plural marriage, but that since has, it's very rare. So it's a fundamentalist group, very close-knit, large extended family. Have a community actually named for their ancestors, Lebaron, in Mexico and Chihuahua, about 190 miles south of the border from where I am, El Paso, and then another community in Sonora called La Mora, which is about 70 miles south of the Arizona border. So they've lived peacefully on and off with a few issues, but this really is something that has shocked and stunned family members who are in grief right now on both sides of the border.
So you call this region of northern Mexico lawless. It's in the middle of rival drug cartel territory. Do we know if these women and children were targeted or if this was a case of mistaken identity?
So this is disputed territory. They were traveling on a remote mountain road in an area that is, by all accounts, lawless. Originally, Mexican authorities said that it looked like they had been targeted, that the women and children were traveling in large SUVs in the caravan or convoy. But since then, I've spoken to relatives, and they tell me that the women were not all together, that this was carried out in 2 separate locations by gunmen who attacked the first woman with all her children. We've all seen that horrible video of the burned-out vehicle, but that they went after the other women in different locations and gunned them down. And there were, of course, some surviving children, and they hid in bushes while one of the 14-year-old actually walked for 14 miles to go and get help for his wounded siblings.
So perhaps even more disturbing that that they targeted that first vehicle and then made the extra effort to go back after the other 2, even if perhaps at that point they may have realized that there were women and children inside.
Yeah, so one of the women, one of the mothers, got out of her vehicle and identified herself to the gunman and ran around the back. She had the foresight before she left to put her baby, 7-month-old little girl who was in a car seat on the floor of the SUV. She was killed in a hail of bullets. Now, that little child is one of the survivors. Mexican soldiers who were scouring the area found the vehicle, bullet-riddled vehicle, and the little girl named Faith still strapped in her car seat alive.
Oh, my goodness. Now, these murders, because of stories like that, of course, are getting a lot of attention on both sides of the border. President Trump tweeting, "This is the time for Mexico, with the help of the United States, to wage war on the drug cartels and wipe them off the face of the earth. We merely await a call from your great new president." What has been the response, though, from Mexican officials?
So Mexico's president said thanks, but no thanks, that his country would handle it. He said that previous presidents had tried military action and it had led to more bloodshed, so he was not going to get that kind of help. Mexico's foreign minister, though, traveled to the crime scene yesterday, and he said that the U.S. and Mexico will cooperate on the investigation in order to bring justice to this very, in his words, beloved binational community. So a lot of skepticism, though. There are lots of murders in the borderland region of northern Mexico that often go unsolved and unpunished. So real concern there. The families demanding justice, family members on both sides of the border who are headed to funerals this morning in La Mora to bury the women and children who were murdered.
Angela Cocherga is border reporter for the Albuquerque Journal. Angela, thank you so much.
Thank you, Laura.